This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
What's on your mind? Wednesday edition of the program. Hi, everybody. I'm Scott Hannon. Todd, the radio god Mitchell, is here. Hi, Todd. How are you?
Hi, Scott. Great. You?
Fantastic. Super. Really good. Great. Peachy keen. Raring to go with the program. I'm leaving tomorrow for Washington, D.C. and
didn't
the March for Life.
Go there?
Why did you stay there for the week?
You know?
I did. But I was there for the very historic inauguration of the President of the United States, Donald J. Trump, and returned. And because the inauguration was last week, the annual March for Life, which is usually last week, was moved to this week. And the University of Mary, America's leadership university in Bismarck, North Dakota, is leading the March for Life. This is the biggest march. You heard a lot of news reports about that women's something or another last weekend. And
something or other.
Got all kinds of attention. But
the women's march on Washington?
I guess, whatever you call it.
Get to actually march because there are too many people.
No, they were disorganized. They had no idea how to do anything.
Right.
Have you seen that meme, by the way, that Donald Trump did more in 2 days to get, you know, kind of a physical fitness program going for women than Michelle Obama did in 8 years? Did you see that one?
Yes, I saw that. That was priceless.
True story. But anyway, the whole idea of that women's march was to try and preempt the March for Life that is a very peaceful, prayerful, youthful, endeavor every year. It's the biggest march on Washington every single year. And nobody screams at anybody. Nobody yells filthy language. It's respectful. It's a neat event. I mostly love it because there's so many young people involved. Now, I've never been there. I've covered it. I've seen it from afar. My wife has been there. Our kids have been there. I've never been there. This year, I'm going to cover the fact that the University of Mary is leading the march. They're literally the very front of that march that has gone on every year since the decision by the Supreme Court to legalize the killing of unborn children in Roe versus Wade.
So you know this march will be more organized than the last march then.
Well, they know what they're doing. They've been doing it for a lot of years. And there usually is a mainstream media blackout on the thing. You usually have to just search far and wide. You can find it on EWTN or whatever, but it's really hard, really difficult to find. But it'll be interesting given the proximity to this other women's march that was part of the protest to Donald Trump. How much this will be attention this one will be given. I'm going to be watching that very closely, but I'm mostly excited for the good folks at the University of Mary that are part of this and all the others that are coming in, youngsters from all across the United States for it. So should be a lot of fun. Look forward to that. That will be tomorrow. I'll be here for hour one of the program. Then I'm going to zoom to the airport and Todd and Congressman Kramer will do the talk radio town hall in hour two tomorrow. He'll be joining us from the retreat where he and other Republicans from the House and Senate are gathering with President Trump and Vice President Pence. So there'll be a lot of news out of that. So we look forward to
it. Made it through Inauguration Day. I think we can make it through that, too.
Yeah,
there you go.
Exactly right. I also had a chance to chat with Dave Archambault, the chairman of the Standing Rock Sioux Tribe, yesterday. I didn't spend a lot of time with him, but did get a couple of questions as he was hopping on a plane yesterday. I want to share some of those questions. And I have a really serious question about the future. On how we can maybe get this particular situation at Standing Rock Sioux Tribe in our rearview mirror, so to speak, in our past and move on. And, you know, a lot of things need to be done before that can completely be sort of, okay, we're done. We've moved on. I get that a lot. And that goes both ways. But I am already looking towards the future, honestly. Already looking forward to the future on where we might be able to we might be able to do some more productive things with our time and energy, no matter what side of these particular issues we're on. I'm going to spend a little time talking about that on the program today, and I really want to include you in that. Bottom of the hour, another one of our Legislature Today updates. We are going to talk with State Senator Nicole Poolman from Bismarck. She and the AARP have a piece of legislation they're supporting, Senate Bill 2215, that would implement the CARE Act in North Dakota. Josh Askbig from AARP is the state director for North Dakota, and Senator Poolman will be here to talk about that. Chris Berg will be here from Point of View, and Lynn Helms will be here, director of the North Dakota Department of Mineral Resources, talk about the latest numbers available to us on oil and gas production in North Dakota. So a lot coming up on the show. Cody and Mandan would like to chat at 800-228-0550. So, Cody, we'll start with you, and also you can text Todd at 701-226-8503 with your questions or comments. You can email us, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. We haven't had any mail in a while, as in, you know, the mailman delivering mail to Rosser Avenue. I think it's time to give a couple of addresses. In Fargo, you can send us things to 3301 University Drive South, Fargo 58104, and Bismarck, Todd, the street address on Rosser.
3500
East Rosser. Bismarck, remind me of the zip.
58501.
58501. The main one. 58501.
You know, we've gotten more snail mail, as they call it these days, in the last few months than we've gotten in the last, like, decade or two.
Because we mention the address and we tell you we appreciate it. We appreciate your mail.
That's just it. I mean, maybe people are really getting back to their roots and actually writing letters. And wouldn't that be a great thing?
Exactly. Anyway, okay, so let's get to the phones at 800-228-0550. Cody and Mandan, tell me what's on your mind.
Well, I'm just curious as what you guys watched, if you watched that Point of View last night. I did watch Point of View.
That was you're talking about the show with Chris Berg, and he's going to join us next hour to talk a little bit about it. What particular part of it? He had interviews with Congressman Kramer and also Chairman Archambault.
Yeah, well, I think what bothers me the most is he would ask Mr. Archambault a question, and he'd always revert back to the 1800s and 1904, and he would never step up when he asked him, hey, you know, you're willing to take some responsibility for this, and he just revert back to, you took our lands, and this is, we've been treated poorly, and that's why we live in poverty. And I'm just like, the reason, if you're concerned about poverty, isn't that, that's a life choice. And nobody says you have to live there, and, you know, that would fall on his plate with his board members trying to make their reservation better. What, I'm just confused, you know, 100, 150 years ago, how that has anything to do with how they live today. And then he would go off and when they asked, you know, if he was willing to foot some of the bill, and he said, well, you know, that's on their part. That's state and federal problems. You know, I didn't ask these people to come. If I remember, didn't he come forward and say, hey, come from all over the country and all over the world to help us? So, I don't know. I just wanted to see what you guys thought.
I have the clip you're talking about ready to play here. Hang on. We'll just play a part of this and talk about it, Cody, okay? This is what you're talking about. Chris Berg's question of Dave Archambault last night on Point of View.
Things that many people are saying that I'm talking to is that state and tribal relations.
Do you want to play it, Todd? We got this.
One of the things that many people are saying that I'm talking to is that state and tribal relations, some responsibility of the protesters here with that. Would Standing Rock be willing to step up and help pay for at least some of those law enforcement costs?
First of all, the behavior of the federal government and the state government is not our responsibility. What they do is on their dime. What we've done was we just tried to build awareness, and there have been people who came in support. And not once have we asked anyone to come. They came on their own because they believe that this is a worthy cause. And the state and tribal relationship is going to continue, and we're going to continue to build. There are a lot of people throughout the state who have friends that are Native American, and they understand that we're not in this for our own. We're looking out for the future, and it's not only going to the future is not only going to benefit us. The future is going to benefit
sure.
tribal nations across the world.
And I don't mean to cut you off, sir, just for lack of time.
Indigenous wrongs
my question, though, do you see that Sioux, Standing Rock, Sioux Tribe has any responsibility in this whatsoever?
So what we did was we came out and we said there are wrongs. Does this nation take any responsibility for stealing our lands? Does this nation take any responsibility for taking our treaty lands or taking the Black Hills from us? You're asking me a question that you're telling me that I need to commit to, and I'm not going to commit to that when I know there have been billions, maybe trillions of dollars made off of the lands that were illegally taken from us from the 1868 treaty.
And 1877, so, Cody, back to your point the treaty in 1860, and you're never going to accomplish everything if you're always going back to that, right?
Exactly. I mean, the whole world was founded on, saying we stole your land. You can't say that, because if Hitler had his way, we'd all be Nazis right now.
Yeah, if I'm Dave Archambault and I believe that to be true, take it to court. But in the meantime, start better protecting children. Start providing jobs. Let's pick something we can agree on, that the health of the Native Americans we can focus on. Cody, I share your frustration. Thanks for the call.
Utah, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
A familiar smile as you walk in the door. A handshake accompanied by a warm hello. Full service attention to all of your financial needs. It's what you expect from First International Bank and Trust. From personal to business banking, our professionals provide the perfect solution to any financial situation. First International Bank and Trust has been banking locally and responsibly for over 100 years. We give you the best personal attention to help you find your perfect financial solution. With flexible banking options like online banking and mobile and tablet apps, your money can be everywhere you are. You can even deposit checks with your phone using mobile check deposit. When you worry less about money, you have more time to live first. Visit us online or stop by any of our convenient locations. Get what you have come to expect. First International Bank and Trust. Live first. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Welcome to Soybean Minute, your source for timely soybean news.
I'm North Dakota Soybean Council Director Joe Morkin of Castleton. Soybean farmers plan to attend the annual North Dakota Soybean Expo Tuesday, February 7th at the Holiday Inn. Back again this year for Expo will be a live taping of the U.S. Farm Report. A panel of leading and in-demand market analysis will be joining us, and the session will be moderated by John Phipps. Speaker Pamela Ronald, Professor at UC Davis, will bring a uniquely balanced global perspective on the history of agriculture genetics, challenges facing agriculture today, and the promises, limitations, and sustainability of various technologies. And Chip Flory of Farm Journal Media will provide an update on what's driving prices and the key factors that will drive prices ahead of the growing season. Chip will discuss the risk management strategies farmers should consider. Be sure to join us on February 7th for the Northern Soybean Expo at the Fargo Holiday Inn. Pre-registration is encouraged. Log on to ndsoybean.org to find the pre-registration web link.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if there were no contracts, no activation fees, no tracking, tracing, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G LTE networks. Introducing PixWireless.com. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, and unlock GSM phones instantly. Bring your own device and make the switch today. Here's how. Call or click 1-800-205-9513 or PixWireless.com. Spell P-I-X. PixWireless.com.
Well, it's just a comment to your first caller here, and he's confused as to what this has to do with it. It has everything to do with it in the respect of an excuse, ignorance and irresponsibility on these protesters' part. everything to do with it. They just, nothing's their fault. Good luck, guys.
All right, another call. Roll that one, Todd. Next one.
Yeah, I think you're wrong about the Dakota Access Pipeline, you know. Kramer and Holden and Heitkamp are probably getting some money as soon as that goes through. I imagine a few hundred thousand dollars from that pipeline company. So I think you better start, better have a more, another view on it besides just your guys' view, you know. Give me a call back at 1.
All right, we're not going to put his number on the air, but let's go ahead and call him. Manny, his name is Reed, and he said that he wanted to come on and have another view on the issue. He said that he thought Kramer, Hoban, and Heitkamp were getting money, even the was so bold as to throw out an amount of money that he thought they were getting to approve the Dakota Access Pipeline. Only thing is they don't approve it. That doesn't... necessarily jive. Reed, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Okay, Reed, this is Scott Hennon calling. Thank you for your call to us earlier. We appreciate that.
Hey, you're welcome.
So you, first of all, wanted to have another opinion on, and just so you know, you can call any time and have a different opinion. We welcome all opinions on the program, but that's part of why
seems
we...
Like you're more for the, it seems like to me you're more for the DAPL going, I mean the pipeline going through.
Well, I am. Yeah, I give my opinions, but other opinions are welcome, and we have, you know, an open discussion all the time. But yeah, I am. I think it's.
What about the treaty rights for the natives?
Well, the treaty rights go back to 18 whatever. There's been all kinds of activity since then, and if that's the argument, then you take that to court. You don't stop a lawfully permitted project that has gone through every rule asked of them to do it. I mean, that's, you know, that'd be like you and I cutting a deal. And then I go, well, you know, actually, I think there was something a few hundred years ago where there was you didn't live up to something. Well, take it to court. You know, I mean.
So why didn't they put the pipeline by Bismarck then?
Well, the pipeline routes are complicated, but there is something called the Public Service Commission.
But
there's
you,
the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers.
You do understand that they could reroute this too, right?
Well, when you say reroute it, what do you mean? I mean, the route's been
rerouted. Rerouted 10 miles out of the way or 15 miles out. They got all kinds of the money, though, that big oil company. Don't you think so?
Well,
why is the congressional delegation, Hoven, Heitkamp, and Kramer, so adamant about getting this, putting this through? Are they getting a cut out of it or what?
I don't think they're getting a cut out of it.
Well, I wouldn't doubt if they are. I wouldn't doubt if they get the $200,000 from the company.
I think what you're alleging is illegal. It is illegal, and you're suggesting that they're being dishonest, which I would be careful in doing, honestly, Reed. But I would argue that they're in favor of it because energy infrastructure is important. And in this case, we have a state
now,
that produces...
The water for the tribe isn't important to them?
Well, yeah, but I mean, if you're concerned about
pipelines... Really, the water isn't important to our congressional delegation?
Can I answer your question, Reed?
I can't put people for natives, but apparently she's not.
Well, you know, your argument holds water, no pun intended, to say that if you're for the natives, if you're for the natives, that you're against the pipeline because of the potential of water. Do you know how many pardon me?
I think you have a biased program, to tell you the truth.
A biased program? I'm giving
you that
opinion.
On.
And you're on with a different opinion. How is that biased?
Well, because you're for the big oil company.
I'm not for any big oil company. I'm a radio guy. I give my opinion.
If you rerouted this pipeline, what's going to cost them? A few million? A couple million? And you're a billion-dollar company?
Well, but again, listen to this. If you had Reed Pipeline Company...
You never changed my mind, so I don't know why you didn't try.
Well, I just want to have a discussion and answer your question. I mean, if you had Reed Pipeline Company and you said State of North Dakota, U.S. Army Corps of Engineers, State of Iowa, State of Illinois, State of South Dakota, we want to build a pipeline. What do we need to do? They say you do this, that, and the other thing. You go to these hearings. You do the environmental studies. You do all that. And you follow everything. Let me finish, Reed. You follow everything, and you do it as Reed Pipeline Company. And then you're told, okay, go. And then at the 11th hour, they go, no, reroute it. Would you be happy? Would you think that's a fair process?
Well, Well, they got all kinds of money to reroute it, don't you think?
Well, I like how you like to spend other people's money, Reed.
Well,
I mean, look, Congress...
Don't you think that company's got a whole bunch of money to reroute it?
That's totally foreign to the question. My point is they've done everything they were asked to do.
Oh, they didn't. They didn't include the tribes on a lot of their meetings.
That's not true.
You know that yourself.
There were 55 meetings with the tribes, Reed. That's absolutely not true. Where do you get your information?
Ask Mr. Archambault. Why don't you have a discussion with him? Have him call in.
I did last night. Talked to him on air.
Okay.
Yeah. The hearings, just so you know, were not attended by Standing Rock. They didn't come make any of the objections they're making now. None. The consultation you're talking about happened 55 times through the projects.
Hey, were you there personally?
What do you mean, was I there?
How do you know this really went on?
Well, because people that are on the Public Service Commission have told us about it. People on the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers have told us about it. So these people are making up these consultations. Is that the deal, Reed?
Well, I'm just going to tell you that. You guys think you're going to win this. That's going to go through. I bet you any amount of money, this ain't going to go through that easy. And I bet you they have to end up rerouting this. So I'm happy to take that bet.
What would you like?
Famer to try all they want about it after that.
Yeah, all right. Well, Reed,
ain't my congressman anymore. I hope they don't even get in the next time they run.
That's why we have elections. That's why we have elections. You get to decide that in the case
of... I hope they don't get in. I hope everybody realize that they're in the back pocket of the oil company.
You know, that's really offensive, Reed. I really think that, you can make an argument on something, but Reed,
what happened to Cramer and Heitkamp? Weren't they supposed to be on the cabinet?
Why are liberals so rude? Listen to this guy. He doesn't want to have a conversation. He just wants to talk. He throws out one allegation, you try and answer it, he goes to another. Oh, they're corrupt. Just have a dialogue. And I don't know why, when you disagree with someone, instantly you believe they're corrupt. And they're on the take. Look, maybe they just have a different opinion. Maybe they've weighed all the facts and they see it one way. You see it a different way? Fine. It's America. That's great. But it doesn't make them corrupt and crooked any more than it makes you corrupt.
Radio stations shouldn't be so biased either.
Wow, really?
Talk radio is opinions. If you ever open up a newspaper, they have an opinion on the editorial page.
You're a liberal, not a conservative, I think.
I'm a liberal, not a conservative.
Whoa!
Reed, the most enjoyable talking to you. We'll call you another time. Feel free to call our hotline 24/7 and weigh in. All right. We tried, folks. We tried. Did we not try? We tried. Yeah. All right. More coming up on What's On Your Mind. Don't go away.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Watford City. We're not the same. We're better. The New York Times has placed the Theodore Roosevelt National Park number 5 on its list of the top 52 places to visit in 2016. With miles of rugged badlands and rolling grasslands dotted with wildlife, the north unit of the park sits just 12 miles south of Watford City, a small town getaway with big city amenities. The gateway to internationally acclaimed adventure, Watford City residents have enjoyed the natural beauty of the area for centuries. And now, with over 700 available hotel rooms, a variety of cabins and campgrounds, 25 restaurants, unique shopping, and newly built, construction-free highways to get you there, you can plan a visit that's as rugged or as relaxing as you like. Because the Theodore Roosevelt National Park is North Dakota's playground right in your backyard. And Watford City wants to help you experience what has the nation inspired. Because the Badlands are just the beginning of the adventure. Watford City, we're not the same, we're better. Come see for yourself.
Do you trust the economy? How about our banking system? Our president states that we're sitting on a bubble right now, and when the Fed raises interest rates, bad things are going to happen. Well, the Fed is outlining rate hikes here and now. There's never been a better time to turn your IRA into physical gold with GSI Exchange. 800-261-5570. That's 800-261-5570. GSI Exchange can make this happen fast, and it's money you control, not the big banks. 800-261-5570. Ask about our Gold and Silver Investors Guide and learn how your qualified IRA transfers can get you $1,500 in free physical gold or silver delivered right to your home. GSI Exchange has an A-plus rating on the Better Business Bureau, too. Get the security for your money now. Call GSI Exchange at 800-261-5570. 800-261-5570. That's 800-261-5570.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Legislature Today updates. Our friends from AARP are going to be here to talk about a piece of legislation related to the CARE Act in North Dakota with Senator Nicole Pullman. We'll do that in just a moment. Stay tuned for that. Hilarious text rolling in based on our conversation with the last caller, Reed. You need to let Reed go. He has to get back to his Mensa meeting. That one I love. You can't argue with stupid. You said it, I didn't. I have no problem arguing with anybody, whether I agree or disagree with them. I if you have a different viewpoint, I'm happy to have a conversation. I don't know that Reed wanted to have a conversation, honestly, unfortunately. Chris in Kildare, what do you think about Reed?
Listened with great interest on that. Comments I have to make on that is, Bible talks about you cannot reason with fools, and I would say that this is a prime example of that.
Yeah, unfortunately. Appreciate the call. Thank you very much. Sean and Bowbells, how about you? Your take?
I think one of the biggest issues is people trying to debate an issue that they're really not educated on. I think when he was talking about rerouting the pipeline, he needs to know that I think there's like 8 other pipelines that already go under the river. We also have other things like the meetings of the tribes. I mean, they're not the only tribe out there. There was a lot of other tribes at the meeting for the land. And I think the people need to actually be out with the archaeologists and the ecologists when they do the studies so they really understand the whole process and even getting the pipeline route put in.
Yeah, that is a really complicated process. You're exactly right, Sean. We've talked about it before, and a lot goes into it. There was an alternative route, and that's the one that was north of Bismarck. You know, all of these arguments, however, have been, in my mind, exhausted, right? I mean, whatever side you're on, you're going to say your point, and I think you're right on a news source. He's just listening to whatever. But they've been exhausted, okay? This pipeline is going to be built. It is just a question of, is that a few days that they start doing the boring, or a few weeks after court action or whatever, but it's going to be completed, okay? And it's going to be added to the millions of miles of pipeline already all throughout the U.S. The many, many pipeline routes, including in the state of North Dakota, where they have 120 crossings, I think, underwater that are already there and operate just fine. We need to move on to debates that are more productive. That can make a difference. More on that next hour, but I do want to pivot. Last call, and then we'll go to our legislature today debate. Not really a debate, just more of an update, I guess, today. Scott in Minot, what's on your mind?
Hey, morning, Scott. Say, I just like to say, like he said, that these people are so poor informed. A friend and I were watching that Finding God with Morgan Freeman the other night. And he was interviewing a medicine chief down by Devil's Tower. And then the Standing Rock thing came up. And he asked Morgan Freeman if he understood what that was. And Morgan didn't. And he said, well, they're going to put a pipe in the Missouri River and run it all the way down the Platte. So even the medicine chief didn't know to understand it. I've heard other protesters on national networks say, they're going to try to take our water. Now, can't the teachers and the chairman and stuff explain to the people exactly what's going to take place? That pipe's going to go 60 to 90 feet under that lake. The people put it in are going to be responsible and pay for any damages, say, 30 years down the road, that they'll clean up a mess just like they did in the oil spills.
Yeah, I appreciate you putting the facts out there again, but that destroys their argument. So, of course, they're not going to. You know, that.
Okay,
that,
my other, that, my other that, statement.
Go ahead.
Sorry, go ahead. Good. After this is completed, which we all know it's going to be completed, this, don't be delusional. What are they going to do to keep domestic terrorists who are causing trouble and trying to cause leaks in there? They're going to have to put security on this thing for years. The shut-off valves, the gauge stations and stuff. I don't know if anybody's looked at that or...
Yeah, I know there was recently some terrorism, eco-terrorism done on a pipeline in Minnesota. So I think they're on to that being a problem. They do have a lot of security, but it's a good point. We've not heard a lot of discussion about that, but we're going to need it. Scott, appreciate the call. Thanks so much. Appreciate it very much. A lot of your comments are pouring in. We'll return to them at the top of the hour here. And as I said, try and pivot to something a little more productive. Help me welcome to the program the State Director of AARP in North Dakota, Josh Askbeg. Hey, Josh, how are you?
How are you doing, Scott? Thanks for having me on.
You've been glad to have you. And Senator Nicole Pullman is here as well. And we're going to talk about Senate Bill 2215. Senator, how are you?
I'm great. Thanks for having us.
Glad to have you. So what is the CARE Act, first of all? Senator, tell us a little bit about what Senate Bill 2215 aims to accomplish.
Well, this bill accomplishes a few things, and they all surround supporting caregivers. We have 62,000 people in North Dakota who are taking care of a relative. Maybe it's their spouse, maybe it's mom or dad. Obviously, that's something we really value in North Dakota. We like to take care of our families, but it can be overwhelming, especially when those patients are discharged from the hospital, and maybe we don't know how to administer medication, or we're not quite sure about wound care. And so what this bill does is ensures that when that patient is leaving the hospital, first and foremost, we identify that there is someone at home to take care of them, that there is a caregiver present. And secondly, that they have the resources and the training they need to do so. You think about how much money that saves taxpayers, with 62,000 people taking care of their loved ones and keeping them at home rather than putting them in some type of an environment that will cost taxpayers money. So the CARE Act really says we value what you do. We understand how much it takes care of bottom line for the state of North Dakota, and we want to make sure that hospitals provide you the training and resources you need to best take care of mom or dad or your spouse.
What a great solution. And Josh, as far as the overall, health, no pun intended, of the healthcare system, loved ones caring for loved ones helps the system, and certainly that's from a state perspective, the best bang for the buck by a long shot, right?
We absolutely think so. First of all, I want to thank Senator Pullman for coming on today and visiting. I think it's an important bill, obviously, and appreciate her leadership. Secondly, I think she hit to the crux of this, which is AARP has done the estimate. We estimate over 58 million hours of uncompensated care in North Dakota every year, valued at over $860 million. And that care is becoming more and more complex as people live longer and family members want to help their family members stay safely. They just need a little bit of assistance from the hospitals to make sure it's done right so their loved one doesn't end up back in that hospital. And so we've been working on this issue for the last 3 or 4 years in North Dakota and come up with what we think is a common sense solution to, A, help the state save money, but more importantly, in our view, make sure that those who want to help their loved ones stay safe and independent at home, get the information, get the demonstration, and are seen as a valued member of that care team so that when their loved one goes home, they can do it safely.
Yeah, this is fantastic. And I think even just, you know, obviously get the legislation passed, get these resources in place is you know, a good idea. I would imagine a lot of these caregivers just love the fact that they're even being recognized as this being discussed, you know, and just the recognition of their good hard work, because that is a tough, tough job. There's no doubt about it, and really glad you're doing it. Josh, are there other states that have done something similar where this is working well?
Yeah, it's happened in 33 states in the District of Columbia. Every state's version is a little bit different, and we've made sure to try and do what we can to make North Dakota's flexible enough to ensure that it meets the needs of facilities around the state, and yet ensures still that those caregivers are getting that basic information. You know, there's three basic provisions to the CARE Act. The first one is it says that a hospital has to ask if a patient wants to identify a caregiver. The actual language in the bill is uncompensated caregiver because, well, oftentimes they are family members. Sometimes it's a trusted friend. Sometimes it's a confidant. Sometimes it's just a neighbor who is more than willing to help out and does that. And so we make sure that that definition is broad enough to ensure that if they have someone they know is willing to help them provide care at home, when they go home, that that person's identified, and if they are identified, that then that information is recorded in the medical chart. The second major piece or provision of the bill is then that it says, you know, when that patient is going to be transferred or going home or moving to another facility, that that person who's identified that's going to be help them out at home is notified of when that transfer or discharge is to take place, so that they can be present for. The third part of the bill, which I think is probably one of the most important components of that bill or of this bill, which is it then ensures that hospitals have to provide some sort of demonstration of the tasks that those caregivers are going to have to provide at home. And it's broad enough so that if they want to do that via video or provide some sort of telehealth option for folks to provide to get that demonstration and instruction, that they do so. But rather than handing a patient a stack of, you know, 5 to 7 to sometimes 15 pages that might be complex and hard to understand, that somebody actually sits and, if that caregiver is identified and present, walks them through what it is they'll actually need to do to help keep that patient safe at home.
Bruce in South Dakota has a question for our guests on this, and others welcome at 800-228-0550. Go ahead, Bruce.
My connection's okay. It's been coming. My question is this bill going to address another issue? I got my CPA to care for my children who are suffering from muscular dystrophy at home, and I'm skilled there.
Yeah, we're losing you, Bruce. We had you at the beginning, but now I'm not hearing you. Try again with your question.
I think we might have lost him, Scott.
Yeah, I don't hear enough there. Did either of you hear enough to be able to weigh in on where he was going?
The only thing I would say to Bruce is I don't know exactly where the question was going. What I would say is that the language in the bill isn't age specific. It's all related to patients going into the hospital, being able to identify an individual that might help them transfer at home. And we did that on purpose because there's instances where kids are helping parents, and there's instances where parents are helping kids, and all of the above. And so we didn't make it age-specific on purpose to ensure that anybody that's in a hospital setting and going to be transitioning gets that assistance they need. So
right.
I don't know if you want to add anything else, Senator Pullman, but that would be my only comment from what I heard.
Great. I would just echo the same comments that we wanted to make sure, you know, Scott, a few years ago, my husband was in a terrible car accident, and so I found myself for a few months in the position of being a caregiver, and I know how overwhelming it can be and how exhausting it can be, and just with the sheer number of caregivers we have out there in North Dakota, I know some of your listeners right now are at home taking care of a mom.
Absolutely.
Or dad.
Hold that thought if you would, Senator. We'll take a short break, come back, and we'll finish on the other side of the break with our guests. Don't go away, folks. More of What's on Your Mind coming up.
PetroServe USA. When you want to gas up, grab a snack, get on your way.
Come on in to a nearby PetroServe USA location and pick four for just four. That's right. Get a single-topping personal pan hot stuff pizza, a 20-ounce fountain pop, and any two cookies all day, every day. Four items, just $4 at PetroServe USA.
Helping America feel better.
Mark G. Wagner at ND Estate Services works with families and individuals all across North Dakota. He'll equip you to protect your estate from third-party entities, preserve your financial assets from care facilities, and pass on your entire estate in the most tax-efficient way possible, bypassing probate court. Call or text Mark at 701-318-0908. That's 701-318-0908. Or go online to ndestateservices.com. That's ndestateservices.com. You'll be glad you did.
Vince is back from Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2, Minot Bismarck, Grand Forks and Fargo 2. You and I have talked a lot about hot tubs, and you've sold me. Hot Springs is the best. I absolutely love it. Every day made better. But these saunas really have me intrigued, too. Tell me about the saunas you have at Hot Spring Spas.
Yeah, we've been with Finlayo for 40 years, and actually it's a Minnesota company that in three more years will be 100 years old. They are the largest sauna manufacturer in North America. They do both traditional and infrared saunas, and we've been with them for 40 years.
What is the health benefit of having a sauna? If I have a sauna and I'm in there 20 minutes, half hour every day, how am I better?
A lot of the same things we talk about with a hot tub, Scott, but the other thing it does, it's great for your skin. It releases natural endorphins in the body, which boosts your immune system. You detox deeper. I mean, when you sit in a sauna daily, you're detoxing deep in those cells and getting rid of the bad stuff faster by sitting in the sauna daily.
Stop and see them at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. Minot, Bismarck, Grand Forks, and Fargo, too. Tell them Scott sent you.
Had it been the sweet Paris air permeating the night? The intoxicating way her beauty had overtaken him? Whatever the case back then, Jordan Dunleavy is still in love with the memory of Lauren, the woman he's lost so many years before. In Bookstore on the Seine, the journey of a conspiracy analyst, author C.L. Hendman, ties conspiracy theories, mystery, irony, and romance into this stimulating novel that masterfully interweaves the past with the present. Available on Amazon and Kindle and at bookstoreontheseine.com. That's S-E-I-N-E.com. bookstoreontheseine.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
I'm Rick Osick, president of Famous Footwear. Did you know that premature birth is the number one killer of babies in the United States? Or that survivors can face a lifetime of serious health problems? But you can help. Join me and Famous Footwear for the March for Babies Walk. We'll work together to raise funds for research and programs that help the March of Dimes fight premature birth and birth defects and improve the health of moms and babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
Mind Legislature Today segment on the program today, talking about a piece of legislation to assist caregivers, of which there are 62,000 in North Dakota. These are uncompensated caregivers that are caring for loved ones, and Senator Nicole Pullman from Bismarck has sponsored a piece of legislation, Senate Bill 2215, which would implement the CARE Act in North Dakota. We're talking with her and Josh Askvig from the AARP in North Dakota. He's the state director about this legislation. Josh, I have some research you shared with me about the support for this in the state of North Dakota. It's pretty significant. I would imagine you look at a lot of different legislation and policy, and the numbers of support for this, they're like off the charts, and I would imagine
right up there among everything being considered by the legislature this year. Would that be fair?
I would assume so. I only know what we know from ours, but we specifically went out and did a phone survey around caregiver supports in North Dakota, and one of the things we specifically asked North Dakota voters age 45 and older was about the three specific proposals of the CARE Act in ensuring that hospitals ask and record caregiver information from patients. 81% of those surveyed said that they would support those provisions, of ensuring that hospitals have to keep caregivers informed of those major transitions or decisions. 90% of respondents said they support that. And then when you talk about that piece about ensuring that they get the demonstration of the medical tasks or any of the type of tasks they're going to have to provide at home, 93% of respondents said they support it. And that breakdown is fairly consistent across party lines. If you look at especially that last point of explaining and demonstrate, 91% of Republicans, 98% of Democrats, and 94% of independents all said they would support and do support those provisions or that particular provision of the bill being present. And so I think the only other pertinent piece, well, not the only other, but another pertinent piece for you is, you know, we have heard some question about, is this really needed? Hospitals think they do this. Well, in that same survey, we found out that 1 in 3 North Dakota family caregivers that are doing the medical or nursing tasks right now say they weren't provided the instruction or demonstration they needed from the hospital. And so that's why this is really a common sense solution to try and ensure that those who are willing to do the work and want to help their loved ones heal and remain safe at home get just a little bit of assistance to do it safely.
Very interesting. Senator Pullman, what kind of response is this getting? Give us an update on the legislative process and where it's at and how it's faring.
Well, it's getting a good response. We had our hearing in front of the Senate Human Services Committee yesterday. It's coming out of that committee with a do-pass recommendation. And so I would just advise your listeners, caregivers are not out there, if they feel this is important, this week would be an important time for them to shoot an email or give a call to their state senator to let them know that you support this legislation. We would probably see this bill on the floor by the end of the week.
All right, sounds good. So it's tracking well. Texter says, what exactly will this bill give our caregivers? How are they benefiting? Josh, I guess that, you know, the best answer there is information, right? I mean, it's sort of being involved in the process, and they're benefiting in that the hospitals have to, under this legislation, include them and make sure that they are asking the patients about caregivers that are there. But ultimately, I think the most important thing is requiring them to demonstrate medical tasks to the caregivers. But that's information and interaction, I guess, right?
Scott, yeah, I think you're spot on. I would say it's two things. It's one, ensuring that it recognizes that caregiver is a valued member of that care team so that when that person transitions home, that they're recognized, that that's who's going to be helping them. The second piece is exactly right, making sure that rather than just getting handed a sheet of paper that may or may not describe in terms that the person understands what should happen to that patient at home, that they get some basic instruction or demonstration of what it is they're going to have to do to help their loved one heal at home.
Bruce in South Dakota, back with that question we got part of only earlier. Bruce, go ahead and finish your question.
Well, my question was mostly for the senator. As a licensed caregiver, I had a CNA about 5 or 6 years ago. I paid for the training. I took it. Mostly I was thinking of career change and providing the future care of my children. Well, because of the disability disease, I now do that. My ex-wife and I both share the responsibility, and we care at home. Everything that I learned in that course is what I do. My question is, could there be an amendment? Because I don't work in a nursing home anymore, even though I'm still using those skills, my license was not renewed. So can there be an amendment or something for those of us in the field? Go, we keep our license active so that, like, when I don't have the kids, I can then work part-time maybe or do some home care or even volunteer.
Only about a half a minute for your answer there, Senator.
Well, I would say that's probably going to have to be a different bill. I totally understand what you're trying to say. You are practicing your craft, and you want to be able to continue to do so afterwards, even if it's outside of your home. And so that would be something that we would have to go through the licensing board. That would be a separate bill that we would have to get that on. But I agree, that's a very real practice in your own home, and we should be able to get you the experience credit, I suppose is what we would call it, when it comes to trying to get a job afterwards.
All right, fascinating discussion. Thank you both for the time today. We'll continue to watch this one. Glad to know that caregivers are getting some appropriate attention here, for sure. We appreciate each and every one of them, 60,000 plus. Josh Hasbig from AARP and Senator Nicole Pullman on Senate Bill 2215, if you want to track that. Thank you both.
Thanks, Scott. Thanks, Senator Pullman.
Thanks, Scott. Thank you.
Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Sure is some good gumbo when you come to the 20th annual API Gumbo Cook-Off. MBI Energy Services, a great place to work, invites you. Saturday, February 18th at the Motel 6 in Dickinson. Taste testing starts for the public at 6:30 p.m. Live entertainment at 8:30. Tickets are only $10 and all proceeds go to local charities and college scholarships. The 20th annual API Gumbo Cook-Off from MBI Energy Services and area businesses. Don't miss the fun. Saturday, February 18th.
When a challenge comes along, some people turn away. At the University of Mary, we turn up our sleeves. Always have. The challenge today is finding a quality education that's affordable. And we are. At the University of Mary, you'll get an education as affordable as UND and NDSU. Value for your money, values for your life. That's the Mary difference.
Have you ever wanted a shortcut to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously grow your business? Whether it's a new business, a part-time income, or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success for free. Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite. Go to secretsignite.com. That's secretsignite.com. Get your free copy now. Go to secretsignite.com.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
ProPure Water Filters, making water great again. Taste and feel the difference with state-of-the-art filter technology. Pro 1 G2.0 and Pro Max filters are independent lab-tested to NSF standards. Choose from gravity, countertop, pitcher, shower, and inline filtration products. There's a ProPure for you. Buy risk-free today. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Do you trust the economy? How about our banking system? Our president states that we're sitting on a bubble right now, and when the Fed raises interest rates, bad things are going to happen. Well, the Fed is outlining rate hikes here and now. There's never been a better time to turn your IRA into physical gold with GSI Exchange. 800-261-5570. That's 800-261-5570. GSI Exchange can make this happen fast, and it's money you control, not the big banks. 800-261-5570. Ask about our Gold and Silver Investors Guide and learn how your qualified IRA transfers can get you $1,500 in free physical gold or silver delivered right to your home. GSI Exchange has an A-plus rating on the Better Business Bureau, too. Get the security for your money now. Call GSI Exchange at 800-261-5570. 800-261-5570. That's 800-261-5570.